Sandra Bernhard has a very successful career as a stand-up comic, but her career has also included professional singing, not just in her stand-up, but with several albums and a hit dance single, and an acting career in movies that got off to a wonderful start in Martin Scorsese's King of Comedy in 1983. She has turned her musings on life into several acclaimed one-woman shows, the best known of which was Without You, I'm Nothing, and the most recent, I Love Being Me, Don't You? Bernhard is being filmed for a behind-the-scenes style documentary based on her backstage life. In addition, she has some scripted pieces she's been developing for herself and other performers. She is coming to Helsinki Hudson on Saturday night at 9 o'clock, and it is a great pleasure to welcome her to the roundtable this morning. Sandra Bernhard, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
It's a delight to have you here. I've been a fan of your work for a very long time.
Thank you.
At what point did you know that you wanted to go into show business, and specifically comedy?
When I was five.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. I kind of always knew I wanted to be a performer. You know, I guess it was just in my DNA.
Now, as also a kid who has known what I've wanted to do since I was 4 or 5 years old, do you look at that as being very focused or kind of narrow-minded in the sense of, you know, there's just nothing else to do, or that you like a laser beam, you say, this is what I want to accomplish in life?
I think when you're a little kid, you're just, you know, it's just sort of amusing and a flight of fancy. And if it's in your head, it must have come from somewhere, but I don't think you can fully identify it. And when I was 8 years old, my parents took me to see Carol Channing and Hello Dolly in Detroit, Michigan. And at that point, then it sort of crystallized the whole thing because I had a soulmate. I had somebody to look up to, and I understood, you know, my own sort of, you know, extravagant imagination and behavior.
Because there on that stage in Hello Dolly was someone who is larger than life, right?
Exactly. And I thought, yeah, now I understand why I feel the way I feel. Here's somebody who's been doing it for a long time, and she's my role model now.
And then how do you take it to the next step of being able to pare it down of it being you?
Well, I mean, that's a lifetime process. You know, I moved to L.A. when I was 18, 19, and started performing at different comedy clubs. And, you know, when you first get up, you have a certain take on the world and on yourself. I mean, I was still a teenager. I didn't really fully understand who I was, but I had enough of a core and an essence, and I had a take on the world, and I was able to start translating that into material, and I could always sing. I love singing, so I started combining the two, and it just all started making sense. And you know, I mean, I think I was maybe 7 years into it when I was cast in King of Comedy. I was 25, and you know, and things just unfold. It's a constant process, and even now, every time I get on stage, I mean, it's an opportunity to go a little bit deeper and become a better performer every time I do it.
In that process of going a bit deeper, is that for us, the audience, so that we realize a little bit more about you, or is that the work that you have to do?
I don't think it's, I mean, yes, ultimately the audience gets to, you know, experience it and enjoy it, but for the performer, it's just second nature. I mean, you just, as you evolve emotionally, you evolve as an artist, and that's just something that comes with life.
In that evolution for you, as you mentioned, King of Comedy in 1983, you're 25 years old, you're working with Jerry Lewis and Martin Scorsese. Good Lord.
Let's do something crazy tonight. Just get insane. I want to be crazy. I want to be nuts. I want to have some fun. My doctor says, don't have any fun. You can't have fun. No, you're not allowed to have a good time. You can't get crazy. See, I have to be in control. And I like being in control. But you know, for one night, I'd like to see myself out of my head. Wouldn't you like to see me out of my head? Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be fabulous?
Is that a life-changing experience?
Yeah, it was. In the sense that I realized I was better working with really successful and talented people. I think when you have the potential that I had and it was, you know, tapped into, when you work with those kind of people who, like, make it easy and pull it out of you in a very naturalistic way. It's just you're always going to get a better performance out of an actor.
What is it about the acting, the comedy? Is it all the same? Is it all show business to you, or do you look at facets of your career and things that you will concentrate on at any given moment?
Well, I think there's a whole picture to a career. And I don't think that necessarily there's a plan. I mean, I've never been the kind of person to sit down and, like, write up a chart of where, you know, I'm going from year to year. I think things just happen. I mean, you get cast in things, you write a new show, you do an album, and sometimes people come along and say, would you like to do this? And it's not a part of a plan. And each time you do a new project, I think you tap into the same creative source. It's all coming from the same place, but... You know, it's a bit of an adjustment for each outlet, really.
For the audiences at Helsinki Hudson on Saturday night, what can they expect?
Well, it's a little more of a pared down performance. I'm only working with my musical director Mitch Kaplan on keyboards. It's a small venue. It'll be more intimate, obviously. There might be some, you know, improvisation because of the small nature of the venue, and then there'll be the show that elements of the show that I've been doing on the road and in all kinds of venues, bigger ones, smaller ones, but it'll be a great evening, and you'll get to see me in a small setting.
And elements of the show that you've been doing is that I Love Being Me, don't you?
Yes, that's right.
And when you set out to do that, is that a beginning, middle, and an end process, or is it always sort of ongoing?
It's always ongoing, and sometimes the show is kind of in its perfect place, and then, you know, 3 months later I'll be on the road and come up with a new idea and insert it, and then an old piece goes. It's just sort of like you take out, you know, a pretty dress and hang it in the closet and put on a new pretty dress. So it's, and you can always pull the other dress out of the closet, depending on the event, but I always like to mix it up.
And when you're doing a show like that, is there an ultimate goal of a place where you want it to be?
Well, sometimes it's just that's what you're doing. You know, you're just on the road, and it's part of your, you know, part of your income and part of your career, and you just do things. We are trying to film this and eventually get it out as some sort of a special, like, for lack of a better word. So that's been a work in progress. This show is something I'm just doing on the road right now and really enjoying.
So they're filming some behind the scenes, which gives it a reality feel to it, I guess?
No, more of a documentary, but not dry, more of a fun kind of documentary.
To give us a sense of what goes on to get you on that stage.
Well, just more of a sense of what goes on in life around it, I think.
Mm.
And not so much, it's not like, and now, you know, oh, this, you know, not sort of a fake dramatic moment that leads you to the stage, but more of a just a naturalistic moment of how life is always going on, and then suddenly, boom, you're on stage, which is always such a juxtaposition, and I find it so kind of interesting and funny, because up until the minute I walk on stage, I am who I am, and then I'm even more who I am when I walk on stage.
Is that when you're most honest?
On stage?
Mm.
Well, in a certain way, but when you're on stage, it's also you're giving your sort of dramatic, you know, deeper sort of self to the audience because it's a performance. You wouldn't want to be that way in everyday life because you'd probably drive everybody away from you.
But you enjoy that time on stage.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love being on stage, and it also gives me an opportunity to be the person I can't be all the time in real life because it's just not practical.
Which is someone who is larger than life.
Right.
And much like Carol Channing, who is just out there.
Yeah. In moments, yes. I'm just like Carol Channing.
Have you ever met her?
I have, several times, and she came backstage to see me when I was doing I'm Still Here, Damn It, and I was pregnant. She came back, she goes, I am your spiritual grandmother. That was a big thrill for me.
She's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
She's a great lady.
When this is over, what do you hope is down the road? What is out there?
Well, this first place, performing live is never over. It's something I do year-round.
Right.
But right now I've been going up for a lot of roles in films. I'm shooting a small part in an indie film here in New York in the next couple of weeks. I'm developing sort of an entertainment-based show for television. All sorts of stuff is happening right now.
In the meantime, you're coming to Helsinki Hudson on Saturday night at 9 o'clock. You can find out more information about that performance by going to helsinkihudson.com. Sandra Bernhardt, a great pleasure to have you on the program. A real treat to talk to you. I thank you very much.
It's a delight. Now I hope I'll see you at the show.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much. Sandra Bernhardt coming to Helsinki Hudson on Saturday night at 9 o'clock. You can find out more by going to helsinkihudson.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.